Soros' son meets Zelensky as globalists circle wagons around Ukraine. By Kurt Zindelka on December 10, 2023. The sign of the globalist George Soros Open Society Foundation's network of international influence schemes. Traveled to Kyiv this weekend to reaffirm his support for the Zelensky government as the largest independent financier of Ukraine. While there is growing weariness in the West of the war in Ukraine as it approaches 2 years since the Russian invasion was launched, with hundreds of thousands of casualties and hundreds of billions spent for what at best could be described as a stalemate, it appears that globalist agenda setters are intent on doubling down on their support for Ukraine. Alexander Soros, 38, who took over as the head of operations for his father's Open Society Foundations earlier this year, traveled to Kyiv on Saturday, meeting with First Lady Olena Zelenska and later joining President Zelensky to speak at a meeting concerning the thousands of Ukrainian children currently in Russian-occupied territory. During his trip, the Soros heir committed $1 million to First Lady Zelenska's charity and announced a partnership with the Open Society Foundations. Since the fall of the Soviet Union, the Soros influence empire has deeply embedded itself within Ukraine, establishing the International Renaissance Foundation, IRF, in Kyiv in 1990. The Soros network claims that the IRF has been the largest independent funder of Ukraine's vibrant array of civil society and citizens' groups for more than three decades. Over the past decade, the Open Society has sent over $230 million in grants to various organizations in the country, focusing heavily on the education system and media, including helping launch the National Public Broadcasting Company of Ukraine in 2015. The foundation has supported the development of independent media outlets in Ukraine and has supported a range of fact-checking initiatives and other efforts to counter disinformation and promote informed public debate, Open Society said last month. The Soros empire has long been an advocate for Ukraine joining the European Union, and George Soros admitted to having played an important part in supporting the 2014 Euromaidan protests that toppled the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in a coup over the former Ukrainian leader's insistence on not completely cutting off ties with Russia in favor of the EU. Shortly after the coup of Yanukovych, Russia invaded and annexed Crimea and has been in an on-and-off conflict with Ukraine since. The Open Society is not the only globalist institution to be exerting its influence over Ukraine, with Wall Street financial giants such as BlackRock and JP Morgan reportedly set to mobilize capital from private and public sector investors toward rebuilding the Ukrainian economy in what is expected to be a lucrative windfall when the reconstruction efforts begin after the war. President Zelensky had already claimed over a year ago that the rebuilding of his country would be more than $1 trillion. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.